So we're going to hear our first gospel reading. Thank you. Thank you, Anita.
Reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me." But Jesus said to him, "Friend, who set me to be a judge or arbitrator over you?" And he said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions." Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I'll do this. I'll pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasure for themselves, but are not rich towards God."
And so it's from Matthew 7. And Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many deeds of power in your name?' Then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers.' Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Now, when Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as their scribes.
Jesus encourages us to build our lives on the rock, to build our lives on strong foundations. A good house needs strong foundations. I've got a little competition here, and maybe I need two young people. I've got two boxes of bricks here. And I wonder if we could have a competition to see who can build the strongest church. Okay, I'd like you to build a church or something that you think resembles a church out of these bricks. And I've got two piles. I'm going to tip them out now to save all the noise. So I've got two piles, and they're both identical piles with what they've got in. So would anyone like to come and have a go? Sarah? Phoebe? Ben? Arthur? I think we're going to need some teams here. Okay. Phoebe, do you want to help Arthur? Or do you want to work with Sarah? Okay, well, Arthur, would you go with Ben? And so we have a boys' team and a girls' team. Tawala, do you want to come out? No, it's all right if he doesn't. That's fine. Okay, so you can build what you think would be a really strong church, and then afterwards we'll test it with a wrecking ball, and see which one is the strongest. Okay, so you've got a few minutes to do that while I'm talking, and while the next bit's going to be a video as well. So Jesus said, if you listen to his words, if you learn from him, then you're like a wise person that built their house on rock. And you're both building on fairly solid foundations there. I didn't want to bring sand in to church. I just thought Jo wouldn't really like that on Monday morning when she has to, hoover it all up. But you're both building on fairly solid foundations. But in terms of sand, there are many shifting sands of life. Things that can be here one day and gone the next. What are the shifting sands of our lives? What things do people think are really important, but actually they don't last? Fame, popularity, power, wealth, material possessions, good looks, health and fitness. Even some people who we think we can trust but might in fact let us down. All of these things are shifting sands. So what are the good foundations? What are the good foundations? We could say, as Christians, we build our lives on the Bible. That the Bible is our starting point. Now, the Bible as a whole is a good book. I recommend it. It's the record of God's word to God's people. And it's a very special book. But it can get very complicated. The Bible covers many thousands of years written by many different people, and it sometimes seems to say different things in different places, and it can be complicated. If we start with the Bible and start working our way through it as a guidebook for life, we might find that difficult. But something that we find in the Bible is Jesus. And I would say instead that the rock that we build our lives on is Jesus. In other words, that we start with Jesus. We start by getting to know Christ. And then when we get to know Christ, then we can read the Bible with the knowledge of what God is like. Rather than starting with the Bible and trying to make sense of it without Christ. I would say that we build our lives upon Jesus. Some people would say they were a Bible-based Christian. I would say I'm a Jesus-based Christian. And there's a difference. Because I let Jesus interpret the Bible to me. I read the Bible through the lens of what I've learned about Christ. And Jesus is the rock on which we need to build. Jesus is our foundation. Nothing else will do. Because when we look to Jesus, when we believe in Jesus, when we trust in him, then we get lots of other things as well. We get the love of the Father God revealed to us. Because Jesus reveals to us just how much the Father loves us. We get the life of Jesus. And in that life, we learn what God is like. St. Paul said that in him we have seen the image of the invisible God. We get the teachings of Jesus, which help us to live as God's covenant people, called as his disciples in a relationship with God. We see how much God loves us in the death of Jesus, in his suffering, his passion, his grace, and his forgiveness. We find eternal and everlasting life in the resurrection of Jesus. We know that Jesus is the Lord forever when he ascends into heaven and sits at the right hand of God. And then when we come to God in faith, we get the presence of the Holy Spirit, which is there to help us through our lives, to inspire us and encourage us and lift us up and help us to live as God's people. And finally, but also importantly, we get the community of faith, the church, God's family, the church of Jesus Christ, so that we can help each other through life and so that we can help others get to know the Jesus we love. When we build our lives on Jesus, it's the strongest and best thing possible. He is the rock. He is our cornerstone. He is the one thing we can trust.